Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another podcast. Today is another winter day, and it is rainy. It started raining actually early today. I woke up, I think, around 3 or 4, and then I could hear the rain outside, and it was heavy rain. So, yeah, you know, it gives you that feeling of like not doing anything and just want to stay in bed and not go outside. But when I woke up around 8-ish, I just thought about staying in bed and not going to the gym and not doing anything, because it felt like I can just stay in bed and not do anything. It felt warm, you know, to stay in your bed and not go outside. And yeah, but I did the opposite. I dressed up and went outside, went to the gym. Yeah, I just came from the gym about actually an hour ago or so. Yeah, sometimes it feels like winter makes you very, very lazy. But I think if you pick up a habit, like if you just start, do something continuously, like, I don't care, it's okay, it's raining, I can just go outside, do my things. I think most of us have this friend that, you know, goes running for fun. And yeah, I feel like I am that friend who goes to the gym for fun. I feel like the gym is so fun. There is pain, of course, before you go to the gym. You have to wake up. It's shivering outside, you know. You have to tolerate a bit of like cold to go to the gym. But after the gym, you feel so good. It's like worth it, 100% worth it. So yeah. Today's podcast is going to be about boredom. It's something that I experience a lot, and I think most of you do. It's basically a state of low stimulation. You have no desire to engage, to do anything. And I've experienced that a lot in my life. And yeah, why not talk about it? Why do we get bored? Most of the time, I mean, you are at school or at work, you are in this meeting and the manager or the teacher is talking and talking and talking, and you're like, when is this guy going to stop? This is endless, and you feel like you start to yawn and your attention is like very, very low, and you don't see any point in whatever they're doing, right? And yeah, and you just want to change, you just want to go, you just want to leave the place. And I've experienced that myself. And I felt terrible, you know? And the interesting thing about boredom is that, like, they tell you, these are like patterns of behavior. If someone gets bored listening to a particular podcast, or like my podcast, for example, or a lesson, there is something that is making people sleep. It's not engaging, it's not interesting enough, it's not stimulating, right? So yeah, there is something flawed about what people do that makes others get bored, or do some people get bored more than others. But generally speaking, if like 50% of the population gets bored when they listen to a podcast, there is an argument there. It must be not interesting, it must be like a dull lecture, the chest leads you nowhere, right? Or there is nothing that has meaning or stimulating, so to speak. Of course, there are types of boredom. There is the indifferent boredom where you're like, you know, calm, slightly disengaged. You're in the classroom and you're like peeking out of the window, or like you're daydreaming. That's boredom. There is the color burden boredom. This is where you are restless or distracted and you are unsure what to do next. It's, again, happens a lot in meetings, right? Like, I don't know what to do right now. There is the searching boredom. Here, you just can't stop looking for something interesting to do or something stimulating. So you get bored all the time. This is when you scroll in social media and just check reels all the time. This is some kind of boredom. There is the reacting boredom. This is when you are frustrated and also irritated about something, right? And you have this desire to just escape the situation. This is often linked to like rule heavy or like controlling environments to want you to do certain things a certain way. And you just don't like that. You get frustrated. You're like, oh my God, I'm being chained. I gotta let my creative spark out. And the last type of boredom is the apathetic boredom. This is the most serious kind of boredom. Here, you have low energy. You are not motivated. Sometimes this is linked to depression. So like you're depressed and you get bored and you just can't find meaning in life, right? This is the last and again, the most dangerous boredom. So you have to understand what happens when you are bored. Your dopamine levels drop drastically. So when your dopamine level drops, like you can't find anything to do. And you always try to crave novelty and stimulation. You're going to find something interesting to do because your dopamine is low. And there is something interesting about boredom is that most of the inventions in history were probably invented because people were bored. Because if you think about it, boredom leads to creativity and risk-taking and also impulsive behavior. And most of the inventions that we have are done by very creative people or people that took risks and people that are impulsive. So in a way, boredom is the source of our evolution. Boredom is the source of our creativity, our innovation. I think without boredom, society would never thrive. If we do the same thing the same way all the time, we follow the routine, there is nothing that engages us. There is nothing that motivates us to do something else or something different, a different way. We might as well be living in the 16th century right now, right? With the same innovation, the same stuff that we had back then. But thanks to boredom, now we have so much to do because some guy in the class got bored, did not like what the teacher was saying, and then maybe thought of a different way of teaching the lecture, or thought of an idea that is way better than what the teacher was saying, right? So, and that could have led to discoveries in the universe, discoveries that led us to where we are right now. So we have to understand that boredom is not something necessarily bad. It's not an enemy. It's just a signal. Boredom, as I said before, it's your way of saying that there is something flawed about what we have. It is psychological pain, yes, but when you do something and it no longer feels meaningful or rewarding, that pushes you to like explore, innovate, change the environment or reevaluate the goals, right? And if people are just constantly not bored and following the same things again and again, there is nothing that gets invented, nothing that gets discovered, and people are going to stay in this constant state of routine, state of doneness, and nobody can get out of, But thankfully, we're not robots and we get bored. And that what helped humans avoid stagnation. We always have novelty, we always have progress, we always have change. So, as I said before, boredom is strongly linked to creativity. There are a lot of studies that show people who do boring tasks often perform better on creative tasks afterward. Boredom, in a way, encourages divergent thinking. Also, daydreaming during boredom helps idea generation. Like you start, remember, like when you are going to school or you have like a boring lecture and you start to daydream, you'll find ideas that are better than what you have in the class or whatever thing that you are engaged in. I don't know how to pose the question to you. Do you think boredom is, do you think boredom is strongly linked to creativity? Did you get bored a lot? Can you link that with your creative spark? Do you think you are more creative when you are bored? Yeah, or do you know any person that gets bored a lot, but they are the most creative person you know? So yeah, it's interesting. All right, now let's talk about boredom in learning and classrooms. This is actually my problem. Sometimes I feel like students get really bored when tasks are too easy or tasks are too hard. They get like overloaded, or learners lack some kind of autonomy, or they feel that the material is not relevant to them, right? So in a way, if you want to engage your students, just make the lesson not too easy, not too difficult. Something with some kind of structure and also relevant to what they're studying, right? They have to have a goal on what they're learning. Like, you're going to learn this because this is going to help you do this. If you learn the ED pronunciation, you are going to pronounce better. If you learn this particular lesson, it's going to help you with this and that. In the future, you will not be making mistakes. And I actually find out that observational teaching is actually more interesting than that. You teach the class, you have like a communication class, you observe what's missing in the class, what's being repeated as a mistake, and then you do like a reaction lesson, right? You teach what's missing, you fill a certain gap. And I feel like the students engage more with lessons like that than with lessons that they don't really care about. Students oftentimes they want to learn about something that they are making mistakes in, not in something they probably are okay with. So yeah, although boredom can be healthy, but it can also be dangerous. So chronic boredom, for example, is linked to risky behavior or addiction or aggression or maybe poor academic performance. If you're bored all the time in class, you may not be able to perform well or not succeed. You will fail the tests, right? So too much of a thing is always bad. But temporary boredom is obviously healthy and of course it's necessary. So boredom and meaning. One of the strongest predictors of boredom is lack of meaning. There is no meaning or not lack of activity. So you are more bored folding papers than building something, memorizing lists than solving problems, obeying rules than making choices. There is this fascinating paradox about boredom. People fear boredom, yet boredom is what often leads to the most meaningful changes in life. Kind of interesting, right? You don't want to be bored, but at the same time, boredom is what led us to where we are right now. So yeah, tell me what you think about boredom. Do you see it as a flaw in our nature? Or it's more of like a thing that we must have. Everyone should have a little bit of boredom in their life to be creative, right? So yeah, hopefully today's podcast was interesting. Until then, have a good rest of the day and bye.